Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke juggles the ball. That's an error on Locke. Hamlin moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Hamlin moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamlin scores. Tuttle moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh takes first base on ball four. Seaborn moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Aspromonte covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Locke, and towards Aspromonte, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Power reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kravitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamlin moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Aspromonte covering, for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keough bunts towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano is walked intentionally. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Hale reaches second base with a double. Held scores. Romano goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Bob Hale. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Dick Hall. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.